Welcome to Maseches Beitzah, Parakei Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 5, Mishnah 7. Says the Mishnah, on a similar theme to what the previous Mishnahs have been discussing, if a person invites guests from a different city, and the only way that they could arrive is by making a Ruvei Tchumen. That means, let's just say they live 3,500 amos from the end of the city to his city. So what they did is, before Yontif, they made an Erev, an Ruvei Tchumen, which extends their reach by another 2,000 amos, so now they could come to him. Now, he did not make an Erev. After they finish eating the meal, he can't send the leftovers home with them on Yontif, because these leftovers belong to him, they're considered like him, and he never made an Erev to go back to their house, which is more than 2,000 amos outside of the city limits. Elam came, unless Zika Lahem on Isaiah Merev Yontif, unless he gave over the food to somebody else on their behalf and said, do me a favor, pick this up on their behalf, and I want it to become theirs even before Yontif. And the halacha is that you can do that even if they're not around, because we have a concept called Zachim Adam Shalei B'fanav. You could do something positive or meritorious for another person even without their knowledge or their consent. So it comes out they've acquired this food already from before Yontif. If so, the food is like themselves, and it's permissible to bring it to the place, back to the place where they live. Concludes the Mishnah. A mashkin v'sheich v'samid baris. One may not give to drink or slaughter or shech midbarios, non-domesticated animals. That means to say like this, animals which are in the wild, halacha is, you're not allowed to shech them before on Yontif, because they're not considered mukhan, they're not considered prepared, and therefore they're mukta. Now, when we say about giving them to drink, Gemara teaches us a number of places that before they would shech the animal, they would give it to drink, and that is because, for some reason, if an animal drinks right before it's slaughtered, it's easier to skin it. The Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says that giving an animal to drink before you slaughter it helps smooth out perhaps some of the imperfections in the lungs, which later could be problematic in the halachas of kashrus, the laws of kosher and treifa. Concludes the Mishnah, says a person is permitted to give to drink at the shech, at the slaughter, his domesticated animals. Now the Mishnah explains what's considered domesticated and what's considered non-domesticated. Elohim baisis, these are considered domesticated. Halanois ba'ir, animals that even if they go out to pasture, but they come back every single day to sleep within the city limits, so therefore they're considered prepared or ready to be shechta, to be slaughtered. Midbarius, what's considered non-domesticated or wild animals, halonis be'efer, animals that sleep outside of the city limits. So they're considered muktzah because the owner never knew about those animals necessarily for shechita, and therefore it's prohibited to shechta on Yontif. This concludes Maseches Beitzah. Mazel tov. Congratulations on finishing yet another Masechta. May we continue to start and to finish many more Masechtas until we have finished the entire Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Have an amazing day and have a wonderful upcoming week.